Nothing like this time of year to bring family into sharp focus. We may not mean to, but we count up the gains and losses and try to make sense out of them. Alex Witchell watched her mother disappear in plain sight. This mother, this smart, loving, ultra-capable woman, was only 70 when the dementia began. Well, Alex was raised to fix what is broken, but fixing was impossible. What was possible was holding on to her mother by love, by humor, and by cooking her mother's dishes. Alex tells this story in her book, All Gone, A Memoir of My Mother's Dementia with Recipes. Sally Swift, our managing producer, talked with Alex.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for joining us. So tell me about your mother.
Well, my mom was born in the Bronx in 1931. She was the oldest of three children, and she was raised by my grandmother, who was very much about her getting married and having children. That was very important to her. And my mother was very smart, wanted to be a biochemist. And those years, girls weren't allowed to do that in a lot of places. When my mother went to the University of Wisconsin into the biochemistry department, they steered her down the hall to psychology because they said, this is not a field for you. So she became a doctor of educational psychology. She taught at Iona College in New Rochelle, New York for 35 years. And she and my dad still are living in suburban New York. And, I guess I'm glad that I can still see her, even though she does recognize me. But we can't really just have much of a meaningful conversation anymore.
You write about a defining moment with your mom when she was eating with your brother. Can you tell us about that?
They were at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York that day for a bunch of tests, and I was having to report a story. So when I got there, they were having a late lunch just in the waiting room. They were having tuna fish sandwiches, and my mother put down the sandwich, and my brother, without missing a beat, who at that time had a son who I think was maybe 3 or 4, just took a napkin and started wiping her fingers one by one. And it was so shocking to me to see this because my mother was just like the general of the family. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would never think of doing that. And she would never do it to us, you know, past like 2 years old. She'd hand you a napkin and say, wipe your hands. Mm-hmm. But he did it so sort of unconsciously and lovingly because he just understood that she wasn't really in charge of herself in that way. But it was shocking to me to see it. And this introduced the entire idea that's really central in this book of something called ambiguous loss, which is the idea that the person is there but not there. When somebody is sitting in front of you and alive, but you can't engage them directly as the person who they always were, that is a loss. That is a death of sorts. Technically, nothing has changed, but of course, everything has changed. But it was that moment of watching my brother wiping her fingers like a child where I thought, oh my God, where am I? What mm-hmm. is going on here? This is no longer my mother.
Mm-hmm. And you started cooking her recipes as you started to deal with her illness.
Yes. In 1997, I had asked her, she was still herself then, and I had asked her to give me a folder of all of, you know, sort of her greatest hits. And she did. And I kept it on my desk for a while, and I made a few things. But I had the feeling that she would always be available on the other end of the phone for me to call her. And quite frankly, she was still cooking all of that through many years between 1997 and 2005. And I felt like I didn't need to know how to do it. Once she got sick, it made me feel closer to her to make my house smell the same as hers and to follow her directions. I might say that, like most home cooks, what I discovered looking at her recipes was that it wasn't quite the right direction to do. You know, she would say, take half a cup of this, and it turned out to really be a whole cup. And I would call her up, you know, right in the beginning, right before I couldn't talk to her again, and say, what is this? And she would say, well, if you don't like it, do it the way you like. But what comforted me about making her food was that it was her rules, and she still was in charge, and it still made me feel like her child, safe in her home, if that makes sense to you.
No, it makes total sense.
I couldn't reach her in the ways that I always had through conversation, but evoking her that way through her food really kept her close to me, made me feel, you know, like we were still sort of together as a family.
You know, it's interesting because you write in the book about marrying a man with two boys, right? So you become the stepmother, and you write about how you try out these recipes and the boys would have their favorites that they'd want again and again and again. And in a way, you're, of course, doing the same thing in your new family as you did in your old.
Absolutely. And, you know, the flip side of all that is when you cook for your family, when you cook things for your family that they love, there are certain things. There's a recipe in the book for chicken breasts with rosemary and garlic sauteed in olive oil. That's the kids, my stepchildren's favorite. And my stepchildren, they're now 32 and 28. But they still, when they come home, one of them just came home 3 weeks ago and said, I said, what do you want? And of course, that was the first thing he wanted. The act of cooking those dishes that unify your family is incredibly comforting. When I make that dish, it has its own choreography. I know I start by doing this and then I do that. If you follow a recipe, if you know that sort of pattern of what you're doing, it must be like knitting. I'm not a knitter, but I see how addictive and comforting it is to people who do it. That act of being in the kitchen, following along with your directions, knowing that once you put it on the table, everyone is so happy and it tastes exactly the way it did last time and they count on that. You know, it's just that element of home cooking really does involve the home.
It's a lovely thing. It's one of life's mysteries, right?
It is.
Alex, it's a beautiful book. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alex Witchell's book is All Gone, a memoir of my mother's dementia with recipes.